Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Have you ever heard a little voice whisper to you that God could never love you? You've messed up so many times that He can't forgive you. You might as well keep this sin activity up. Or maybe you've heard that same soft voice say, you're in too deep. This situation is so bad. Your marriage is over. Your kid is a lost cause. You're never going to break free of that addiction. God can't get you out of this. Well, if you have, you have been lied to by the father of lies, the devil. And this Halloween season draws a lot of attention to our enemy, the devil. And our kids think of it as a time to trick or treat. And we're talking this month about the tricky lies the devil does that keeps us from experiencing the treats of the Lord. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Pebbles of Truth, the radio ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. And last week we exposed two of the devil's favorite lies. The first, that he doesn't exist. And the second, and possibly his favorite, that God doesn't love you. And if you've missed those, feel free to go to our website, pebblesoftruth.com, and take a listen. But you know, Bruce, I was thinking about last week and how we never really talked about where the devil came from. How exactly did we get the devil?
Well, thanks for such an easy question there, Kath. We could talk about this all afternoon, but I'll give you a quick overview. You know, God created a host of angels before he created man, and one of the highest-ranking angel beings was named Lucifer, and apparently he was very smart, very talented, very musically inclined, by the way, and very handsome, and he believed that he was greater than God, and he was able to convince one-third of the angels in heaven that he should be God, and he, with his army of angels, tried to overthrow God there in heaven, and God soundly defeated Lucifer and his angels and cast them out of heaven, and now Lucifer has assumed the role of God's archenemy, the devil, and those one-third angels that fell with him are now his demons. So, you know, they're working to obliterate the plan and purpose of God here on this earth and to destroy us, his people, and praise the Lord, ultimately the day is going to come where God will pronounce a final judgment on Lucifer, the devil, and he will be cast into the place of eternal condemnation, the place of hell, because he is defeated.
Mm-hmm. Bruce, are there some passages of Scripture that we can use as parents to tell this story to our children? I want to post them on our website for our listeners.
Well, we have a great link that we can put on the website for our listeners that overviews the origin of Satan, but let me say the two prominent texts are probably Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel 28, but, you know, getting back to the lies of the devil, that story helps us understand the lie that we want to talk about today.
And that is?
Well, Lucifer, the devil, is still trying to convince us that he is more powerful than God. And for example, he's going to tell us that God can't forgive this sin, and he can't save some people, and you can't get out of this situation. It's just too big, and your God is too small.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that we have all heard this lie at some time or another in our life. And how do we, as our family, how do we defeat this lie?
Well, the only way to recognize a lie is to know what the truth is. And because the devil is a liar, God has given us his truth, the Word. So teaching our children the Bible is going to help them understand that it's a lie and how to defeat the lie of the devil. And one of my favorite verses here is 1 John 4:4, where John says, greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. Or one version says it this way, my dear children, you belong to God and have defeated the enemy of Christ because God's spirit who is in you is greater than the devil who's in the world. And that could be another great family memory verse this month as you're having your devos. And everyone in our home should get the idea of those verses down pat. Maybe we can have our kids print them out and post them on the wall or door, a place where they'll see it every day, because that is the truth that will overcome the devil's lie. You know, there is no sin that God can't forgive. There is no situation God's not bigger than. There is no person that God can't save. And there's no power on earth greater than the power of God.
Amen. Well, thank you, Bruce. And I hope all of us will work on memorizing that verse tonight before we head to bed. And next week, we want to tackle another lie of the enemy. But until then, let's keep building our house on the rock. You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.